I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, it's a rite of summer right here in Washington, D.C. And no, we're not talking about the Navy Band and the fireworks. It's the Hip Hop Theater Festival. We'll give you a little taste in just a few minutes. But first, Julianne Moore, Annette Bening, Mark Ruffalo. It could be any big-budget Hollywood film, but it's about two lesbian moms, two kids, and those kids search for their sperm donor, which, as you might expect, turns the family dynamic upside down. It's the new film, The Kids Are All Right. It was a big hit at Sundance earlier this year, and it's about to open nationwide this Friday. Some are calling it the lesbian Brokeback Mountain after that groundbreaking drama starring Jake Gyllenhaal and the late Heath Ledger. With the premiere of The Kids Are All Right, we decided we wanted to take a few minutes to talk about gay-themed films and Hollywood, so we called Kathy Wolf. She is the founder and CEO of Wolf Video, which recently celebrated its 25th anniversary and its status as the country's largest and oldest distributor of lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender films. And she joins us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
How did you get started?
When I was in my late 30s, I was really looking around for something that could bring some meaning to my life. And I started to get involved in public access television. And from there, I started to make some very simple documentaries. And 4 years, 5 years after I'd started that process, I had some work that I really wanted to distribute. And I thought, well, maybe this would be a good time to start a distribution company. So that's how it started.
I heard a very good story about this. I'll just fact check it with you. I heard that you actually had some videos that you'd made of the San Francisco Gay Pride March. And you also had a series on female contractors teaching basic skills of home repair. And,
that's right.
And that you called some of the bookstores and said, gee, do you want some of these videos? And they said, sure. So you decided you'd make some more? It sounds like the concept kind of preceded the product.
Exactly. So, well, yeah. It was sort of a case of being in the right place at the right time. There were many artists making videos. And when I started to release them, I rented a mailing list for all the lesbian and gay bookstores around North America. And once I started that process and encouraged them to open a rental section, that was just like an opportunity to feed this growing market.
Now, you've never distributed pornography.
No, we haven't.
Why is that?
Well, you know, it doesn't really fit into what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is make lesbian and gay people and audiences in general see the lesbian, gay, transgender, bi lifestyle as a slice of life. My belief was that if people could see images of themselves, they would feel more comfortable about coming out.
Well, speaking of kind of a mainstream and recognizable, the new film, The Kids Are All Right, is about a couple that most people would recognize except for the fact of there being two same-gender parents and the fact of how they were able to accomplish being parents, which is through a sperm donor. And this is the moment when the two parents, who were played by Julianne Moore and Annette Bening, find out what the kids have been up to.
Your mom and I sense that there's some other stuff going on in your life. We just want to be let in.
What do you mean?
Are you having a relationship with someone?
You can tell us, honey. We would understand and support you.
Look, I only met him once.
What do you mean, once?
Did he find you online?
Wait.
What?
Wait, who did you meet once?
Paul.
Paul, who's Paul?
I met him with Joni.
Why was Joni there?
She set it up.
Forget the setup. Who's Paul?
Our sperm donor.
And on we go. And the reason of it, you commended the film for telling what you described as an authentic story. What do you think makes it an authentic story?
Well, so many things. I think partly I'm referring to the many years of our distribution where we were distributing, you know, coming out stories and painful kinds of struggles and, you know, trying to be okay, you know, I'm okay, please accept me kind of stories. These stories, this story in particular, The Kids Are All Right, and, you know, preceded by Brokeback Mountain, they're more authentic. They're real stories. They're showing, you know, the struggles and difficulties and hard conversations of a family life.
Well, I was going to ask you, but to expand on that, you're saying initially the films were kind of like, what, painfully personal, kind of narrow.
Yeah, I think certainly there was a reluctance to present the lifestyle as having real problems other than the fact that they weren't accepted. You know, interpersonal problems, family problems, just like The Kids Are All Right. They're dealing with real issues that could be part of any family.
What else has changed over the years?
There have been many changes over 25 years, beginning with the technology. We have now digital cameras. It makes making a film within reach. And there are quite a few more films available now. The other changes have to do with how we view films. Who could have imagined a few years back that we could watch lesbian or gay product on your telephone? It's just amazing what's opening up for us.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Kathy Wolf, founder and CEO of Wolf Video, that is the largest and oldest distributor of gay-themed films in the United States. Would you talk a little bit more about how things have changed? I mean, initially, you were working through gay bookstores, and now it's...
Well, certainly, it's taken us many, many years to actually break through into the mainstream, but, you know, we were very strong in Blockbuster. We've even had product in Walmart, all the major retailers, Netflix, of course, and now we're in iTunes. So the access to this product has really changed dramatically.
You're still distributing documentaries. One you're currently distributing that's on the festival circuit right now is called 8, The Mormon Proposition, which details how the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was able to help secure the passage of Proposition 8, which, of course, outlawed same-sex marriage in California. It's now the subject of a court case, which is likely to head to the Supreme Court. I think it's fair to call it very pro-gay marriage in its perspective, right?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you say? And I'll just play a short clip from the film. It's a recording of a message broadcast from Mormon leaders, and a former Mormon, Emily Pearson, is commenting. And here it is.
We ask that you do all you can to support the proposed constitutional amendment by donating of your means and time to preserve the sacred institution of marriage.
Means and time is part of a vow ceremony that Mormons perform in the temple, where we promise to give of our means and our time to defend the church and to forward its mission. And we're told that we will lose our eternal salvation if we don't keep that promise. So when Mormons heard means and time and their prophet's call, it was like code. It was, they got the message.
You know, what I'm interested in is that a lot of documentaries have a point of view. I think it's probably fair to say most have a point of view. But it's interesting that on the feature films, the complexity, you're interested in a very balanced and expansive view of what it means to be gay or lesbian, bisexual, transgender. But on the documentary side, it does seem as though there's a tilt.
Well, not all lesbian and gay documentaries are so passionately one-sided. But, you know, there's a belief that we should have a separation of church and state. And we really feel like there was a crossing of the line here. And there's a lot of feelings and a lot of emotion, not to mention that this is connected to lesbian and gay rights and marriage equality and all that goes with that. It's very impassioned.
Well, I know, but people on the other side have strong feelings, too. They're very impassioned, too. I'm just interested in your perspective on this as a distributor, which is that you don't feel an equal responsibility to be fair-minded about the documentary side of the business. Because I heard you say that one of the things you're attracted to in many of the films that you're seeing today is that there is a broader view of what it means to be gay, that it's not a sugar-coated experience.
Well, that's an interesting point. The fact is, I'm not producing the movies. I'm distributing the movies that are made. So if there were a documentary that had a more balanced journalistic perspective, I might be interested in distributing that. But I'm distributing what's been made.
You're also doing foreign films. You've got one going
Wow.
Right
we
now.
Have such a great film now, Contra Corriente, Undertow. It's from Peru. It's a wonderful gay story held in a small fishing village. It's probably one of the more unique gay love stories you'll ever see.
Shall I tell what it's about? Or do you want to tell what it's about?
Well,
I won't give it away. It's about it's the story of Miguel, who's a young fisherman who's expecting his first child with his bride, but he also has a romance with a young man, and it's about this struggle. So that's interesting. What reaction are you getting to this?
We are completely overwhelmed by the emotional and passionate response by the audience. It really taps into a lot of emotional, I would say, maybe even, you know, withholding of emotion on the issues of having the struggle between, you know, having a lover on the side, having a wife and family, being part of the Catholic Church. I mean, it's all very complicated, and it's done so beautifully. There are no evildoers in this movie, and, you know, there's plenty of love. It's just the truth is, you know, he's struggling with his sexuality.
Kathy Wolf is founder and CEO of Wolf Video. That is a leading distributor of lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender films in the United States. She just celebrated her 25th anniversary in business this year. Congratulations again. And she joined us from San Francisco. Kathy Wolf, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. My pleasure.